Well, why would you expect me to go along with a general routine of the world? You should respect that in the first place. But what we are going to do in this school, now you listen to every word I say, I choose. This is not a routine thing.
But my objective is that this school is to prove to you,
beyond any doubt, that there is a God, that he does have a purpose, that he is going to carry it out, that he does not have tendencies and obstructions. He has declared the end from the beginning, and everything is going along according to his will.
Everything's going fine.
Now, the devil is no hindrance to God at all. In fact, he's an asset instead of a liability. And God made him to be that. Now, you must realize, too, that in effect, though, that there is a God, and the angels, that's when you must also realize that there is a Satan and a demon that is for the best. Now, both are in manifestation of the rest. Now, that's it. Now, you are supposed to be the judge. And as I said before, I'm going to look at you again. For your sake. This school does not teach the same thing that they teach out in the world. Because what they teach out in the world is wrong. Now, I've been saying that for 35 years, and nobody from nowhere has ever made me say it back.
Right.
And everybody that's ever run up against it has had to go down. Now that goes for scientists, philosophers, reverends, bishops, you understand? Ministers, doctors, medical doctors, and everybody else. It goes for the entire world. My job is to prove to you that there is a way that you can find out and know something about the creator of this universe. It is what? And I'd like better than nothing else to show you. This Bible, even though it does contain interpolations and mistranslations, in general, the Bible is right.
Yeah.
You can't improve it on that is right. But you can correct that is wrong. Now, here we go to the Bible. Well, you have a good title here. And because you're the master of personal dresses in this person, that this was not a changing version of the time. Neither is it a surrogate. Now that means it's not a traffic, nor it's not a fashion boy. But this is as near to the Hebrew scripture as can be done. You have to think this. This is a repost book. So put it down just like they can. I tried to tell you the difference between the school and the state.
Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. I tried to tell you something. The real world. Now, I didn't get to these spots really. But I didn't get there. No. But I don't know whether you recall it or not, but I did tell you this the other night. And I had a great view out of it. So I'm going to have a great view again. Romans is 119 and 20. I'm going to have that great view again. And I may go up on these facts tonight. But read that passage before we decide to go any further. Before I forget it, I want to tell you about this. I take the Christian Herald magazine, and he mentions in that whole name about it that they were working hard. So that was 63 in this picture, that they were working on a Bible that could be used by Roman Catholics and Protestants too. Now they have finished. And it's advertised in the Christian Herald. It's endorsed and promoted by Cardinal Smith and other of the Vatican Church. It is to be used by both. It's accepted by both Protestants and Catholics. How about you? That's it. Indeed. So now, this is here that we have. Goes right on back to the manuscript and to the pamphlet and to where the grave is placed in the stone of the land. His holy name on it. Just reconstructing in the museum. And now, one thing I want to mention is this. Now, the word God is not mentioned in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before you come to this school, you did not know that God is a title.
Mm-hmm.
Not a name, but a title. And another thing you didn't know that Jesus Christ. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That is not the true name.
That's right.
That's not it at all. Now, I'd like to say this, the Roman Catholics know that. They know it. And some of the leading educators in the Protestant Church, they also know it. But now, since they don't say you about it, and I do, then that makes two very well after those two things. You see the point? But the king, I don't have no reputation to defend. And I'm not treating my own. And furthermore, I am not valid. I don't expect to be compensated by you. And so I don't have to be careful in handling the truth to you. I better say I'm not going to handle the truth. Now, if you don't like that, then you don't have to come back. I wish you would.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But if you don't like the truth,
country, and this is the best place in the world that you should go.
I know anything about it. You know anything about it.
If you don't want to know something about it,
yeah,
if you want to know something about it, this is the place. Because I don't have questions, and nobody will see it. You understand? Is that clear? And as far as my life is concerned, I don't speak to say that. So if you don't like the discussion of senses, you feel like it ought to be annihilated, get dead. That's what I have said many times. If I know this, that's not very hard. And I mean it to speak to children. I said, Mama, you may as well go on outside, but I'm taking the free. And then when she chose to sit there, and the kids were sitting inside of their second room. Now that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the attitude that I take for that. Now I want to say to you what? I'm not worried about it. Because what I am trying my best to teach you here in this assembly is a result of a divine revelation. And a vision that was given to me in the year 1931. And I've taught it all over the country. I've been in the colleges and seminaries for 75 years. Up in this country. And this part is known in the Latin, known in the English, all over the world. I want to remember. So you don't make sure. And they say, they admit that it is like they can't do nothing but right. But you see, if you didn't know that, you see, if I didn't know, you'd just be talking to him. They know that. Well, I have already said
that.
Now, I told you this was the result of a vision. And revelation. Now you see, I can't tell myself nothing different. So you understand? I can't tell myself nothing different. What I saw, I see. What was revealed to me was revealed to me. And I told you the other night that I knew. There wasn't any sense in me going out in the public and trying to keep the public. It's silence.
Mm-hmm.
It sets me up just like a flower. I have no desire to go because of all that stuff that done. And I told you the reason why, because I knew what they would think of me. They would think that I was mentally deranged. Or crazy or something like that. So I retreat. So, listen at me now, until I made these questions.
This is the one that I made her. That one song that I made her. This is what I saw in the vision. And I tried to teach them that. But now, there's something that only gets to me,
right?
See? I tried to fill the same path up in the top. And that's the reason why this guy is off.
Right,
it's so off. I try to go to the show to the top. Now I want to say this, and I use it to prepare for that. Because you see, I'm trying to get up here and speak all the time. I don't really know what to speak. But I'm trying to convey to your mind something that's solid. And I'm trying to tell you what I'm about. Not something somebody told me about. Not something that I was taught. I did not repeat it. Okay. And I will let you know I have been calling the first devil. That there is living on earth. An educated state. Now that must be wrong. For this reason, I've never been to truth. And when I say that I haven't been to truth, then they say I know how. They say that I want to make it outstanding and make this stand out and hide my academic training. Now, some of the reasons why they said that was because nothing you can talk about. Not a thing. No perception, no doctor, like an empire. Like an empire. Not to go out of land, but to keep this in the way of population. Every man is fine. Anywhere. You try to touch the paper, you let them have their job. You can talk to me any kind of way you wish. I suggest that you try to talk to me from the end. But you know, it's the habitual practice of a lot of people who want to show their education. And they like to use those great long 5 and 6 incredible words. But he's trying to tell you that he has faith. And somehow or another, I find a thing like that. See, I let him know that I know as much about lexicography and etymology. You understand? And to put together words that he does. With these prefixes and suffixes and so forth and so on. You understand? So you cut that stuff out.
Right.
And that's what I don't like that stuff. That's not what I'm trying to do with this case. And my education that I do have, which God gave me, I think it seems good. And I don't mind direct. Now, somebody would say, well, look, are you thinking that? Anybody can run their mouth. But I knew people would say that. So right along with that, we're doing that reservation. And God knows too. What's the reason? It's a tell and to fix the person. Of the qualified person to go out in the world. And preach and teach effectively. So right along with that came the gift of prophecy and healing. And I have told you for 35 years what's going to happen every Saturday morning. Anytime I speak about anybody, I have to be scheduled about it. I have been it for 35 years, right in this program. You are my witness. There are people sitting here looking me in the face that have been using it all kinds of things. There's a doctor in the hospital right there. And we do have in this room, yes, and it's not in there, but it is on earth. It may not look like it. But we do. And we're in the doctor, and we're going all over the world. And I hope you have. what I have said to you over my kids. Remember I told you that instead of me going out, it's going to be for me to fight. I should say, yes, prior to that time, I'm having a big conversation. About 15 years of my life was spent in the church of God among people that claim to be holy and sanctified, free from sin, and living above sin each and every day of their life. They were particular about the clothes that they put on. They were particular about the diet that they ate, you understand? And very careful about what they drink. Even the abstain coming from drinking coffee. They say nothing about liquor. You see? Now, I said that to you so that you can see. I'll open your eyes and let you go. But the very stuff that man has had to offer. Been associated with. So that you know that I know that you know, if you understand, about all the sanctimonious living and all of those who are different. You see what I mean? And for your information, I have taken some instructions in the Roman Catholic Church. And I have also, you see, before then, into this Methodist Church and joined to it.
So you see,
and signed in this life, the blood of Jesus. You see that? Yes, sir. And at that time, I had charged in that organization of the Divine Healing Church, and many people were here. And then people told me,
Let me tell you something.
So now you just said, because that is going to be known as what?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's manifest in you. It's manifest in a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, we want to know who.
Mm-hmm.
Them who. See, that thing that I don't understand, so who you read about and what you read about, don't mean nothing. And that's how a lot of our different things are said.
Right.
Now, it's manifest in the spirit of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because God has revealed or manifested or shown, you understand, or demonstrated it to them then who? See, that's here at Mount Samuel. The who?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He goes to them.
Right.
Can you handle those things? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now that takes me on to bring you down to one thing to read before you go on any further. And that's Colossians 1:15. Now that's that in spirit. You understand? Now you find it, though. Don't lose the continuity of thought. Let the children shine. See, and whoever is next to you tonight to talk to you about them things, baby, I'd ask you to get out of here. And you keep your mouth shut and listen close.
Mm-hmm.
Just concentrate. Now, I don't need to be mean. I just want to say the Bible is important for you. All right. Move into the image of the
image.
Now, it's talking about the doctrine of the Christ. You understand? If you read the book, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Don't it?
That's right. Yeah.
Then who is the image?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get this one word, invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Invisible is the image of the invisible God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, read on. Now he is the firstborn of every creature. Are you listening? I tried to tell you from that, you see, which would make me, if I had the time, to just go from one chapter and one verse to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next thing I would refer to then would be this. It would be John 4:24. Listen, there it says, God is spirit. No man has ever seen spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So, spirit is invisible.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You get it now? You understand? But he is the express image of the invisible God.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? He is the express form of every creature. You understand? Now, to explain that, I say this. God himself, who is spirit, is the source and the substance in which everything in existence must come. Therefore, if a creature comes from the spirit, you understand, then he himself has to take on Satan's form. Or in other words, God himself, the spirit would have to take on Satan's form.
Yeah.
Understand? And that spirit in that song that he came along, God the God and the Son that walked around him in the flesh was the express image of that taken form. Now this, he's the faithful of everything. Now if I can say this, hopefully that you will understand. And if you don't understand, then there's a necessitation more space. But I would say this, here you go. So here's a hard one. There's God in death, or spirit in death, taking on Jesus Christ. That's all that God in that condition ever did or ever will to you. Mm-hmm. Are you lost now?
Mm-hmm. You see?
Now, after he himself took on his paper with Paul, you understand? Then he left him thinking in escape and escape and fall, you understand? Then he created, after he taken on the paper Paul, everything that was created. Therefore, it is said he's the first son of Abraham.
And then taking off that fish and then all back to that.
devil let me beg you something.
Mm-hmm.
You are used to. Now that comes to you, thank you.
That's right.
And that is all the truth. Because it's all good with that in the middle of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? He said to me everything he said, then often let me gather it. He said to me, you know, that the candy, the candy, and the sky, as you see, the candy, and what not. He said, you believed in God.
Mm-hmm.
He gave that to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you believed in God.
Mm-hmm.
We all told him,
mm-hmm.
Yes, but he's not out of power. But incarnation in that God, because that is God. Everything is in the God, and it obeys with God.
Mm-hmm.
You are the God.
Mm-hmm.
And see, remember this, remember when the power of God goes up there and says, what manner of man is this? And the gift is given to the
grace of
God. Yeah, it's
not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're the one who is the right ruler. That helps us to get to the ruler of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't use that around the city, you understand? But that is his name. God is a father. God is his name. You see? Now, Yahshua. Put fingers on the door, somebody. It's a 50 yard really, not that. I want to show you. You see, so that you can see that I'm totally straight about it. So that you can see. That's the fact. See, his name is God. Now everything he brings in the world, everything knows. Now they have tried many times to get this proper name back in power. And this rock, the rock is going to try to put the rock. Now this is the purpose. Yes, it's a table. Yes. Now this is supposed to be Jesus. This rock. Now this is the correct name. See, this is what we have in our heart. See, you know. Now what I just told you, this is a title too. Now this is the title in Satan's heart. You see? Below him. Now look. Every Jew, all the things in the Bible, and the most powerful thing that ever made the Satan of all, they know this.
Right.
You see? To have any education at all, they know. Well, see, I don't know no better. See, then you don't even tell you about it. See, so now this year, this is what the difference is here. See, then you take now straight and hard what is this year. See, so now this is here. And you call his name is Robert. Yeah, this is because he's an Israelite. Okay? Now, if he's going to come in his father's name, don't you think he's going to have to do that? It cannot be Jesus. My son's name, he is telling us about my name.
Okay.
You see? So now they're announcing that. This is a new church. This is him. I can take on taking form. See? When you learn to see him in vision, in other words, you see, when you gain confidence, they are effective. And must take on this vision form. You see? And I think that's why you're taking time to say it in the creative way. And that's what you just say. Now, I haven't forgotten. I want you to go back. Now, we understand one another up so far, do you know? All right, I want you to go back. Now that was sad, guys.